shall be right, and you'll shine me right.
I'm in Anaheim, in California, online, and I'm watching something that's live, Congress, apparently 12,000 people at it. My sister, Patricia, is at it, and she sent me the link a short, well, about 2 hours ago, because there was somebody speaking at this Congress. It's a Roman Catholic religious Congress. But I love watching and noticing the way big groups of people interact with each other, and especially how people speak in order to deliver a message which matters, a message that matters to the audience. But unfortunately, I missed the person who she was recommending very strongly to me. But this bit of music, I was listening to, it reminds me to tell you that I'm living with Maria Callas these days. Yes, Maria Callas has come to stay with us here in the house. She comes into the kitchen and she goes even to the room next door to the kitchen. And she sings extracts from Madame Butterfly, from La Traviata. Don't ask me, I won't list a whole load of operatic arias, which I have been listening to and delighting in for the last few days. Something big has happened in this house. My mother-in-law has come to stay. She's well into the second half of her 80s. I think she's about 87. Not 100% sure. And she's got a bit of dementia. She's not wholly in her health. But music brings her alive. And we share a joy in operatic music. Especially Callas. She's mad about, what's his name? The guy who used to take the end, handkerchief out of his pocket and wipe the sweat off his brow. Pavarotti. But she's also amenable to Domingo, Placido Domingo, and Joseph Locke, because she used to sing herself, and she spent many years in a choir. I have every intention of trying to get out of her in the coming days the story of her musical journey. When she first started to sing in public, she did tell me a couple of days ago that when she was about 16, she went for singing lessons. Now, we're talking about somebody who grew up in County Limerick in Ireland, and who, at the wedding of her daughter and myself, I've never forgotten, she came out of the bathroom and ran up. I mean, I literally remember her moving with energy towards the stage on which my wife had just was finishing singing. She moves through the fair. And I've never forgotten it. It was terrific to have a daughter and a mother singing one after the other on that stage on our wedding celebration. But the reason I say that Maria Callas has come here is that I read once about some research that was done that said that one of the last things you lose in your brain is the sound of music. I don't know whether that's really true or not, but that your memory of music lasts for a very long time. Long, long, long after you can't remember what you did 2 minutes ago. My own mother, who used to always say she had no sense of music, that she was tone deaf. But when I used to visit her in a nursing home, and they'd have an afternoon couple of people with guitars and sometimes somebody with a piano and somebody singing, my mother would act as if she was the conductor. Now, she was in a wheelchair. She wasn't given to saying terribly much. But it was really fantastic to see the life pour back into her. In a way, this is a little like my mother-in-law, living with my mother-in-law. Don't know how long it's going to be for. I have to say, as far as I'm concerned, she can live with us for the rest of her days. But then she's only been living with us for a few days. So that could easily be, you know, what do they call it? Hubris or something? It would be ridiculous to be, in, you know, quite open to the possibility of her living with us for the rest of her days. Anyway, it's not like as if she doesn't have another place to live. But I won't go into the whole details. The family wouldn't really, it wouldn't be my place to go into all the details. I just want to talk about opera and how the kitchen and the room next door to it have been full of opera. Not for the whole day, because today Ireland beat England in a rugby match. She and I were both glued to that match. But I didn't want to let too much time go by without recording and saying something about this new situation in the house. And you know, people often crack mother-in-law jokes. And who am I to question those jokes? But I'm very, very pleased that I'm very fond of my mother-in-law. Back to the studio.